Fobbies Herb Orange, episode 18.
Oh, yeah.
Last week on the show, the Chosen Three embarked upon a major adventure into the big city of Foreside, where they found themselves among large buildings that were big. Now, they're in the Topola Theater, watching the show! But, no they're not, because the show's over. So, you'll get to have to hear what happens next today on...
Fobbies Herb Orange.
Wow, that was a great show.
Well,
now what? We should go to the desert.
Why? We were already there.
I have the player's guide, I know what to do.
Oh, snap! Flip forward to the end!
Look at that, spoilers.
Man, I'm tired of these spoilers. The game has been out for like, what, almost 2 years?
12 and a half.
Oh.
I must be thinking of another popular title. Anyway, let's get to the desert then.
So what's the fastest way to get to the desert?
I don't know. We could just take the bus?
No. No, we can't.
Jeff, throw it out, remember? Also, that guy was really creepy.
Oh, well, how about we run? I just got a hold of these awesome Skip sandwiches.
Hey, sandwiches with Skippy peanut butter? I'm allergic to that.
No. Using a new scientific formula of sciencey stuff, scientists have scientifically created a new scientific sandwich of scientific proportions. But yeah, it's pretty much Skippy peanut butter on wheat bread with some glow-in-the-dark jelly on it. Actually, it might be radiation. Not sure.
Let's do it. Wow, those really do work. Any side effects?
Well, I'm kind of sore I need to grow another arm out of my back, but, you know, other than that, no problems at all.
Well, what's going on over there?
Oh, it looks like they have news crews here! Also, there's some sort of giant hole!
Giant hole, huh? I should go into that hole. Some guy told me once, what was that guy's name? Lenny? Lucky? Yeah, whatever. Let's get into that hole.
Hey! Look who showed up just in the nick of time!
Oh, hey, Mr. Montague! What's going on?
Yeah, what brings you to the mines?
It's what I do for a living. But anyway, I wanted to continue digging, but I couldn't because there were 5 big moles. If you could go in there and slaughter them, it would help me be able to dig.
Why not dig somewhere else?
Well, because it's the rules. Just shut up and kill the moles, you stupid kid.
Well, guys, looks like we have to kill us some moles.
Is them over there? Like, 5 of them?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
I counted 4.
Use your thumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, 5.
So, you guys are the moles, huh?
Yes, we're moles. And who might you be?
Well, I'm Paula, and this is Natus and Jeff. We're here to... talk.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're here to kill them, remember?
Listen. We have a favor to ask of you guys.
Oh? What's that?
We're debating on which one of us is the true third strongest mole. Maybe you could fight each of us and let us know so we can finally put it to rest.
Well, sounds fine to me.
Okay, that was pretty good. Lenny! Get up, Lenny! Seriously, Lenny! Okay, well screw him! Leroy, you're next! Let's do it! Wow! You knocked Leroy out! Okay. Jimbo. Let's start with Jimbo.
No, man! No way, man! I quit!
What? I can take fifth! That's fine with me! I'm the weakling! How can you lay down the mole race like this? We've struggled so much over the past 4 years. Doesn't our heritage mean anything to you, Jimbo? No! I'm going to live with Uncle Mondo! He can care less about this whole fighting thing. He just lays around and plays video games all the time. Oh yeah, well, speaking of which, did he ever finish Final Fantasy X? Because I remember he was talking about how he was having problems with Yuna getting killed all the time and stuff. Well, last time, remember?
I've had enough of this crap.
Jeez, Jeff. Was that really necessary?
No, but I prefer unnecessary force.
Oh man! You guys got rid of the mole? This is awesome! Now keep digging, surely I'll find something soon!
Okay, see you soon!
Hey, there you are!
We left like 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, well, apparently there was a diamond at the entrance of the mine. I tripped on it when you left. It's probably worth like $2, but maybe some young preteen would think it's more valuable or something.
Oh wow, awesome. Thanks, Mr. Montague. Whatever.
We should probably take that diamond straight to the department store and hawk it for baseball bats.
Let's go to Foresight Pawn.
Are you kidding me? Pawn shops totally rip you off.
I have an idea, guys. Why don't we just take it to the only diamond-obsessed preteen we know?
Okay, well, please present your ticket, sir.
You took it!
Wait, what?
The ticket! You took it!
The ticket, I took it? I bought a ticket last time, and I gave it to you, and now I don't have it. Sir, that ticket was old. I was here a few hours ago. The ticket, it's old. You can't use it here.
Alright guys, just walk around the counter.
Hey, you can't be back here.
You gotta stop making trouble and just explain to the nice man what we're doing here.
We brought diamonds. Can we come in now?
Paula? Ness! What are you doing back so soon?
Trisha, you'd like to exchange some things, if possible.
Yeah. Have a look at this diamond.
This diamond for my hand in marriage? Oh, Ness, I accept! My dreams have finally come true! Oh, and I know the perfect place for the honeymoon! It'll be so grand!
No. We're keeping Ness. We want the runaway bride.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know. There's like 5 guys, but only 1 diamond, but the diamond is probably worth more than the guys, but the diamond is shiny, and the guys are not shiny, but the guys are hot, but not as hot as you, Ness, so... Wait, where did everyone go?
Hey, wow, thanks a lot, kid. Again, I don't know where you get this kind of money. Drugs. But, I mean, I don't care, as long as it keeps us on the road. And hey, maybe one day soon we'll be able to finally repay you for everything you've done for us.
Hopefully, because this is getting really freaking expensive.
Well, see you guys later.
Oh, well, I I sure feel good now.
Yeah, me too. It's great doing good things for people.
We just gave away a diamond.
It's only worth like $2, Jeff.
No, it wasn't.
Well, let's check out the department store for a change of scenery. I just saw a poster that it recently opened. So.
Well, let's go. What could possibly go wrong?
Mess, your bat's practically falling apart. Why don't you invest in a newer model?
Well, I love this bat. It's been with me for a long time. I remember the day I unwrapped it from my sister's bedroom.
That's cracked.
Well, fine. Let's see the prices here. Oh my gosh, a Mr. Baseball bat! And for only $498, I can't afford that at all.
Just call your dad. Isn't he rich?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a few years. He's on business.
Well, the payphone is right over there, Ness.
Hello?
Dad? Is that you?
I'm so glad you called. I haven't talked with you in a while. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I've recently deposited $24,792 into your savings account.
Oh, wow, Dad, that's awesome, but seriously, can we maybe just talk for a bit?
Taking away what you spent, I'd say you still have a buttload of money in there, so don't worry about it. Anything else you need while I'm on the line?
Yeah, maybe we could just talk, or you could play catch with me or something.
Well, to be honest, I was thinking of hitting the hay. It's been a long day, and I'm quite exhausted. Yes, you need to get 367 more experience points before you get to the next level.
Daddy, please talk to me. You're like a robot. Every time I call, you say the same things. Let's go fishing.
I know you like to work hard, just like your mother. But please, don't work too hard.
Dad, please don't hang up. This is the part where you always hang up.
Good night. Sleep tight, Tracy.
Dad, this is your other child. Ness, remember? Dad?
If you would like to make a call, please hang up.
Please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and die.
So, how much do we have?
In money or affection?
Money.
Money? Well, we've got plenty. I don't think it would be a problem if we all got new supplies right here and now.
Shopping spree!
I think we're pretty well supplied at this point.
Yeah, I'm all stocked up on throat lozenges, and I don't think my backpack can carry anything else.
Let's get out of here.
Attention! Mr. Ness! Will customer Ness please come and get Paula?
What are you talking about? Paula's right here. Wait. Crap, what happened?
She was kidnapped. Let's leave.
God, normally I'd say yes, but today we fight.
Why is today any different?
She has the sound stone. We have to go back for her.
Well, let's just go back up.
Ness. Customer Ness. Quick. To the top floor!
Oh man, we're totally being attacked by electric guitars!
This is a wacky game.
Okay, Jeff. You open the door.
Alright, hold on.
So, you finally got here.
Finally? I mean, this just happened like 5 minutes ago.
Shut up! You think this is a joke, but it's not. This department store is gonna be your grave! You'll be burning in... Well, actually, you'll go to heaven, since you look like good little Protestant children.
Actually, I'm Catholic.
You are totally about to get Shaq food!
Oh no! Ow! 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 Stop! Ow! Please! Ow! Ow! Stop it! You never get the girl. She's gone by now, see? You...
Wow. That was pretty weird.
So, we still don't even have that rock?
I know. Well, let's go outside. This place is giving me the creeps now. I'm a little shaken up. Why don't we go get something to drink?
Dude, that's a cafe.
So?
Cafes sell coffee. We hate coffee.
Yeah, well, maybe they have a Pepsi machine.
No, we're not doing that.
See? There's totally a machine in here.
Yes, that's the jukebox.
What are you boys doing in here? This is a high-class cafe establishment.
We're high class! In fact, I'm level 32.
Oh, Moses! Oh, what was that? Sounds like the 17 stretch is going on out there.
We should probably go out and check it out.
Whoa, what's going on here?
Dude, some guy got way messed up, and he's down in this alleyway. I'll let you see it if you give me something. Here's a stick. Dude, this is a stick!
Shut up and get out of the way.
Aren't you Ness? Sorry, I can't see very well. My vision's all messed up, but... You're Ness, aren't you? You remember me? We met in Berlin Park. I'm Everdread, the Super Smash Master. Carpenter, the leader of the Happy Happiest, has collected a very strange statue. I took it upon myself to steal it and see if I could get a buck here in the big city. Mana told me I could make some money using the statue for his good, but he tricked me. He tricked a thief. He hired thugs to take me out here in the alley because he doesn't want anyone to know that he's been grown evil from the statue. Ness, listen to me. Go into Jackie's cafe. Behind the counter, you'll find the answer. And remember, when on your way out, say goodbye and lock the door tight.
What? Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. There was a butterfly over there. Jeff, did you get that?
The background music's different.
Well, I gotta go. So long.
Ooh, to Disneyland? Everdred?
Let's go check out that counter.
Let's see here. There's a loose panel down here. Wait. What the heck?
Oh boy! What have those Duke boys got themselves into this time? Well, I guess you'll have to wait and see next week on Fobbies of Orange!
Do-do-do. This is the part where we go do-do, so you can do it with us.
Yeah, you can go do-do-do. It's fun.
Or, yeah, there you go.
He did it.
Very good. Applause.
So should we introduce our host guest? Because it seems guest host. Because it seems like no one got it, even though it's kind of obvious, I think. But
this is Plo. Oh wait, you're not Plo.
It's Plo.
Yeah, okay, we have E.B. Sester saying, Mook is Reed, and then Lawahi's like, holy crap, that kind of does sound like Reed. Well, who are you?
That was, it was about 8 different voices, and none of them were done very well.
No, actually, the Mook was pretty awesome. I have to say, the laughing was very...
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, now they actually think it's Plo. They're all like, hey,
is that a compliment or an insult?